This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
And then I want to break and do a bit of Gemara on the next Omud, which we're going to need to understand the rest of the Tosfos. You remember the Tosfos concluded, which is where we got on Thursday, that Eino Roi Labor is Kelim. Adam is Roi Labor. Adam is not Eino Roi Labor. It's only the Kelim which are Einam Roi Labor. So Tosfos said, Elo Nire de Adam Nami Choshuv Roi Labor. Adam is also considered Roi Labor. The Roi Lomus Behavlo. Because he is fit to die in the hevel of the boy. The hevel can kill a man, even though if it does kill a man, the Baal HaBor is not chayev. Nevertheless, the fact that Roi LaBor has got nothing to do with the halachas of boy, it's got to do with the metzius of boy. And the metzius is that the hevel of a boy can kill a man. That's how he goes. I'm still revising, Stan. I haven't started anything yet. Aval Kelim Choshiv Leila Kamon Ein Roi. But Kelim, the Gemara further on, regards as Ein Roi LeBoi. That means physically they cannot be affected by the Nezik of Boi. Deloi Mazkilu Havlo. Because if you're going to regard the Hevel of the Boi as the Mazik, the Hevel of the classical Boi of the Torah, the Hevel does not destroy Kelim. Vafapi the Kelim Chadati Mafki Behavlo. Kidoma Besuf Pere Kapor Lekama. Aye, new Kelim can be damaged by the Hevel. I don't understand what that means or what it is. That's what the Gemara says. New Kelim can be broken by the Hevel. Besoy Perek Apol Lekamon. Sorry?
Maybe humidity or more pressure.
I don't know what it is. Why new Kelim different to old Kelim? I don't know. Mikomokom yesh Kelim she'en miskalkelim behavlo. Since there are Kelim which cannot be damaged by the Hevel, Kelim are considered as Einam Ruyim. So Tosfos this far has done two things. The first thing it is to examine the concept of Ein Roi by Shein, and Tosfos has concluded that although essentially there is no concept of Ein Roi by Shein, because if it's Ein Roi, it's automatically not Shein. Nevertheless, it's a valid Pirche, as he discusses the Pshat in the Gemara. The second thing is that when we talk about Einam Roi by a Boer, we're talking only about Kelim, not Kelim V'odom, and that is Cholek with Rashi. Rashi sees the din of Ein Roi more as a halachic din, a question of pturim. Tosfos asks if it's pturim, then Eish's got tomud. So we said no, but by Rashi we're talking about a pturim object, a chefzer, which is always potter. And Odom, as far as Misa is concerned, is always potter. And Kelim, always pturim, so you've got Einam Ru'uyim Babur, that's how Rashi learned. And Tosfos says no, it's talking about the physical possibility in Metzius of the object to be damaged by that particular mazik. Kelim can't be damaged by the hevel of a boy, and therefore Kelim are considered Einan Ru'uyim Laboy. That's the first part of the Tosfos. Now, let's just go over to Volvam with Aleph. How are you going there, Stan? The Tosfos is further down, you mean? Interesting. Can we come back to that when we do that next Tosfos? If you can you make a note of that, Eric? Just to see if we can find a consistent machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in that. Can we just close the door behind you? Thanks. So it's easy Gemara, and we've done it before, and I don't need to do it in any great detail, just to familiarize ourselves with the Gemara, and the top of that Volmud Aleph. Also, Gemara leads to Yemai. What is the Tzadashove? What do we need the Tzadashove for that we haven't already learned out? We've gone through the fact that through Boyer and one other we can learn everything else using the Me'atzad. What does the Gemara have to come and say the Tzadashove Shavayim is? If there is an Av Nezek which is not included in the Mishnah until the stage. This is a case of a person who leaves a package on top of a roof and it falls down and causes damage. For that you need to know the Tzadashove Shobohim. Beruach Butsuya. Vehiziku. Hechidami. Ask the Gemara, how did this occur? If while they were falling down they damaged, they fell on top of somebody, Hainu Esh, that is Esh. It's told of Esh, there's no problem. What might I say? Esh no, Esh is chayev because koach acher meuruv boy. Umamain chosh miroso alecho, and mamain chosh miroso alecho. Haninami koach acher meuruv boy, and mamain chosh miroso alecho. This too has koach acher. It's exactly the same as Esh. So I don't need the tzadashove to tell me avnei sakinu maso shenichem berosh hagag. So the Gemara here, how is the Gemara learning koach acher meuruv boy as a chumra or as a kula? Remember we had that right on the first Talmud, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on that. So how's the Gemara learning Koach Achem Uruv Boy here? As a Chumra or as a Kula? There's, you say, as a Chumra. Maishno eish to Koach Achem Uruv Boy umamin chashmiras olecho haninami Koach Achem Uruv Boy. What does the Gemara mean? By Maishno eish Koach Achem Uruv Boy, what is the Gemara trying to say? And therefore what? Yes, therefore I might have thought that's why Esh is chayev because of koach acher meuruv. This has also got koach acher meuruv, so it's no different. Must be a chumra, which is going to make Tosfos difficult. Ve'elo boso denaychi. So what are we going to say that this avnei sakinu and masor caused the damage after they landed? Id afkerinu. If it's talking in a case where they've become hefker, bein rav bein shmul hain the boy, that's a tell of the boy. There's no problem there. Same thing. You might say boy tchilas asiyos lenezek. Mamei chosh minus on alecho. Ani nami tchilas asiyos lenezek. Mamei chosh minus on alecho. Ela de lo yafkirinu. So what will you have to say that it's talking where the avnei sakinu maso fell off the roof onto the ground and were not made hefker and damaged later on? L'shmuel d'omar kulam iboy lamadno hainu boy. According to Shmuel, this is still boy, even if it's not hefker, doesn't matter. It's still boy. Lo ilam d'afkirinu. So we have to say taka that it was hefker, and if it is hefker, why isn't it bo? V'loy dam lebo. Why? My lebo shekein ein koach acher meuruv bo, because bo doesn't have a koach acher meuruv bo. Toyim abahani shekoach acher meuruv bohem. These which have got koach acher meuruv bohem, what? Cooler. I might say that these are Koach Acher Meuruv Bo would be potur. Eish to chiyach. So for that I need Eish to tell me that my Eish, that Eish which is got Koach Acher Meuruv Bo is, and it's chayiv, you see that the Koach Acher Meuruv Bo is not a kula, that it's stuck, even despite that kula, it's still chayiv. My Eish, akin da kulelich lahazik, both of chiyach, b'choz radim. So we have a problem here, which we'll still deal with, but we need to be aware of this, that this Koach Acher Meuruv Bo is not just a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. This is there's more of a tumul about koach acher meuruv bo. Rava says differently from Abaye. He says this tzadashove shobehim comes to include another case. Bur hamisgalgil v'ragli odom uv'ragli behema. This is talking about a bur hamisgalgil. There's a takol in Rishus Harabim which an animal is kicked, or a human person is kicked. It's no longer where it originally was. Hechidami, same thing. Idaf kirinu ben rav ben shmuel hainu bo. What's the difference? If it's hefker, it's bo. Maishna bo shikin tchilas asviyosu lenezek kishmirosu nalecho. Haninami tchilas asviyosu lenezek kishmirosu nalecho. Exactly the same as bo. Ela de lo yaf kirinu, so you'll have to say it isn't hefker. Li shmuel do amar kulam iboyu lamadnu hainu bo. That's still bo according to shmuel. Lo ilom daf kirinu, so we have to come back and say no taka, it was made hefker. Velo yidami lebo. And I could not have learned this as a toldo of bo. Why? My lebo shikin maisav gormuloi. A boy was created by the owner of the boy, by the one who dug it. I might have thought that this which has not been caused by the actions of the owner, shor yuchiyach. So shor can prove, shor is also not the maisim of the owner, it's the maisim of the shor, and yet you chayav. Malachor, shor shekein dark lelech al hazik, boy tochiyach, vechoz radin, or izik rizeh. That's a piece of Gemara that we need to know. That's step number one. Step number two, before we go back to the thesis, I want to ask a kasha on Rashi. On the Rashi that we did on Thursday night. It's in the long Rashi, parallel to the Tosfos that starts Shekein Muadim. Where Tosfos says, just above Shekein Muadim, in the Tosfos, look in the Rashi just above that, and there it says, Af ani v'atu Odom v'regel b'fal gidin. And Odom and Regel can be learned with a half a din. T'chi amris eish t'chiach, because when you say eish t'chiach, Leke lemifrach mal leish midi. There's nothing you can ask about ish. So you start again. Let's start with bur. Ma bur is eino hilechu mazik, ein darku lelechu mazik, and it's chayiv. Regel shedarku lelechu lahazik loikol shchein. I my bur shetchilas asiyoso lenezek. Ish yochiach, and says Rashi. There you stop. What about ish kach achem urubur? According to Rashi, koach hachem uruv bo is a chumra. Remember, Rashi on daf gimel amud beis. If koach hachem uruv bo is a chumra, then we should ask, ma leish koach hachem uruv bo yuchiach b'chol adin. Why does Rashi say that from eish, there's nothing to ask? That's the kasha on Rashi. And that kasha the Rashbo asks, and I want to learn the Rashbo before we go to Tosfos as well. Then the Tosfos will go very smoothly. So let's learn through this piece of Rashbo, which we'll pass around. That's one of its chumras. It's one of its chumras. I think this is a very important piece of Rashbo. Hod Omar Rova Kulu Kishadis Bor Beinayu Asya. It's in the right hand column. You're just listen as I read it and you'll fill it in. Ho Ike Lefirushi. That part we don't need. The ikonami, let's start seven lines from the beginning of that section. The ikonami, the asyo chado michado. There are in all this some which can be learned one from one where you don't need to. It's although the Gemara says v'chulon ki shadis bur benayu, if you put bur and two others and one other, you've got them all. Says the Rashbo, sometimes you don't even need one other. You can learn it from one. As Tosfos, for example, said that from Eish you can learn Shein. You don't need anything else. Keregel the asya mi esh mi kal vachume, such as regel which comes from esh. So he learns even stronger than Rashi. Rashi seemed to learn that you start with bo as the kal vachume, and you use esh merely to answer the tchilas asiyosu lenezek. But the Rashbo says you don't even need bo for that. You can start with esh and do a kal vachume. How? The ma esh she'en hezeka motzui, esh is not hezeka motzui. Ve'in beiru achay, ve'in darko leilichu lahazik ela b'koach acher. So how's he learning with koach acher? Is a kula, but notice it's a koach acher that he attaches to the ein darko leilichu lahazik. There are two kinds of darko leilichu lahazik, says the Rashbo. A darko leilichu lahazik b'koach atzmo, and a darko leilichu lahazik b'koach acher. That's the first thing to notice in the Rashbo. So Eish is ein darku leilechu lahazik, but b'koach acher. And nevertheless, it's chayiv. That's why Rashi, it seems, didn't learn that kal vachomer. Right? Because what would Rashi have said until we had this chiddush of the Rashbo? How could we have learned it from Eish? Ma Eish that what? So then I would have said Eshet also. The only difference is Ruach Achim, the only other thing is that Kuach Achim would have brought.
That's interesting. That is what caused the Lelech.
So I would have said, so the way we've learned in Rashi up till now, that's a chomer in Esh. So I couldn't have learned a kalva chomer from Esh, because I would have said Esh is a kach achamurav boy. But in that case, how does Esh help me answer boy? In any case, it's a difficulty. Or not, how does Esh help me answer boy? That it can do. But after I've used Esh to help me answer boy, I still need boy again to help me answer the fact that it's a kach achamurav boy. What does Rashi say? Ma boy shet she'eno helechu mazik. Is chayiv regel or kol shchein? I will ask, but regel is not chilosos yosel nezek. Eish yuchiach. And now she says, there you can stop. What about eish kach achamurav boy? So Rashi, so Tosfos learns that that's a kula baish. Adurabba, ein darku leilechul lahazik. That kach achamurav boy is part of ein darku leilechul lahazik. So eish in that sense is an ein darko lelechul hazik compared to regel. Kal vachomer leregel, sharei haregel hezek motzui, v'yesh boi ruach chayim, v'darko lelechul hazik beloi koach acher. It's much more of a chumre. So the pashtus, the Rashbol seems to be learning b'shitas ha-tosfos, that koach acher is a chumre, not a kula. Vim tomer, ask the Rashbol, adarabu ikel lemifrach? Adarabu, one can ask on the contrary. Ma le'eshe ken koach acher muruv boi? Let's use Kach Achamurav as a Chumra. Why use it as a Kula? Shemida zu nokat la l'chumra besonuch, because in the Gemara on the next Omud you've already got it being used as a Chumra. Gabi avne v'sakinu masoy shenichem arosh gagab nofla b'ruach mitzuyu damrin hechidami I badi de kaz li mazki haino eish tamay shno eish klemar eze choymer yesh be'eish ken Kach Achamurav boy. What might I have thought that it's not the same as eish, because eish is Kach Achamurav boy. Avne v'sakinu nami Kach Achamurav bohen. Alma, so we see Koach Achamurav boy chumru hulagabi esh lis chayev alov, that's a chumru in esh. So the Rashbo gets involved with all falls in the whole issue of whether Koach Achamurav ba esh is a chumru or it's a kula. V'chein na mishaninu lo yzeh v'zeh shedakun leilechul lahazik mashin kein bebor, and in the Mishnah as well we say that lo yzeh v'zeh shoyer Mave and Hever are all darken and lelechul lahazik. Mashein came bebor. I the koach achamurav boy in the eish. You see, we're not worried about that. We classify eish as darken lelechul lahazik. We're not worried about koach achamurav boy as a kula. Koach achamurav boy is a chumra, not a kula. So the Rashbo is asking what we're asking. How can you learn from eish onto regel? You've got to say koach achamurav boy, and you would need bor to settle it. Whole lesson. So the Rashbo, that's not a kasha. The koach achem urav boy eino chomer legabi bale chayim. By bale, when you're comparing it to bale chayim, koach acher is not a chumra. The kolshchen shadak lelechul azik me'atzman b'loy koach acher. They're even worse. They can do it without a koach acher. They can damage. So if you're comparing esh to bale chayim, which is more of a chidush? In other words, where's the nezek more obvious? In the case of the Balei Chaim, surely. Compare Eish to Balei Chaim. Balei Chaim can damage without a Koach Achas. All the more reason the Baalim should be careful. Eish, you need a Koach Achas. So he might say, when I lit the Eish, there wasn't a wind at all. There hasn't been a wind for the last 6 weeks, and I didn't enter my mind. I forgot about the wind. Nevertheless, we say, Koach Achas, you've got to be aware that fires move around. But an animal, there's no Koach Achas involved. What can he claim? But I didn't know my animal would walk. He can't claim that. It's only when you're comparing it to Avnoi, Sakinu, and Masor. And there we want to say, maybe by Avnoi, Sakinu, and Masor, since it doesn't damage in the place where the owner left it, the owner left it on the roof, and it causes the Nezek on the ground. For that we say, if you look at Eish, you'll see that even though Eish also doesn't damage in the place where it was left. Because the moment it is lit, it is fit for another krach to take hold of it and to move it. The same applies to Avne and Sakinu. Even though he left it on the roof in a place which is fit for it to be left, he should have been careful about the shmirah. Because leaving something on a roof when there's a ruach metzuyah, when a ruach metzuyah could knock them down, is creating the conditions which make it very likely that they will be knocked down. That's what we learn from Esh. So then, in that sense, the Kach Achim Uruvboi can be viewed either way. Kach Achim Uruvboi is a reason to say that that's a kulo. Kach Achim Uruvboi, without the Kach Achim, nothing would have happened. And it's a reason to say that it's a chumra as well, since you would have known that, since you should know that the, with a Kach Achim Uruvboi, it will move. Therefore, you should have taken good care. V'chinokit b'mishnoseinu chayme b'esh mi'beboi. And when the Mishnah talks about the Eish having a chumra over boy, lo nachit mishum chumik koach acha amisarev boy. It doesn't talk about koach acha. Ela mishum shidal kolele chulahazik. That's the chumra of Eish in the Mishnah. To mikomokum mazik uchutz mimokum anachosui, where because of damages in another place, that's called hoylechum mazik. That's called the dal kolele chumazik. Mashenkin bevoshin dal kolele chulahazik, but a boy is not dal kolele chulahazik at all, not even with a koach acha. That's not the koach of Eish over Bo. You remember Tosfos on Daf Beis brought that. That I might have thought that the koach Machem Uruv Bo is a chumro. Tosfos says because we see in the listing of the chomer be Eish over Bo, those things with the Eish is more severe than a Bo, koach Achem Uruv Bo is not listed. Says the Rashbo en Achanami, because in that sense it's taken not a chumro. The midazula gabi boir adarab kalubesh. That's a kula compared to boir. What needs more attention, a boir or an esh? An esh, which is living in his own property and he's not conscious of the wind, there he's got a shtikl taina. But a boir in a shus harabi, what taina has he got? So if you're comparing esh to boir, koach achem uruv boir is a kula, not a chumra. Shein a mazik yelav koach achem v'ilu a boir izik beloy koach achem. Which he left on the roof and they fell down in a ruach metzuyah. When we're discussing them after they've fallen down, v'hifkiron, and he's made them hefker, and we want to treat it as a boir, then the Gemara says, but this isn't like boir, why not? In the case of boir, the boir is chayv because ein koach achem uruv boir. Klomar v'nase boir b'loy koach achem. It became a boir without any other koach. Klomar b'hani shekoach achem uruv boim. Klomar, that means to say shaloi nasu boir mikoach levad elim koach achem shenisarik boim. It wasn't he alone who made them into a boir. It was him together with a koach achem, and maybe that reduces his responsibility. Uchushichozu loy mar eish tochiach. And then the Gemara says eish will prove it. Heshiva, the Gemara then asks, Malei Sheinu Chayev, Machmas Bidazu. But Eish is not Chayev because of that. Adarabe Kalze, because it's a Kulo. Eloshani, Eishi, Moisu Kachach, Darku Leile Chulahazik. But by Eishi, we've got the Chum of Darku Leile Chulahazik. Vapa Pishena Kol Mi Balat HaKolo, Yolo Li Zohir. And even though it all doesn't come from the Balat HaKolo, it's together with the Kachach, the Balat HaKolo should have been careful. The Fishu Kachach, Motsu, this Arev Boim, Anachaso Miyad, Kein Lireli. So the Rashbo is mechadish, a big thing. But when we're looking at the chumras of each av, they're not always chumras. We've got to look at them in comparison to what we're dealing. It's not that that is the chumra of Esh. It is that comparing the one to the other, that might be thought to be the chumra of Esh. Not that that is the chumra which is goyrim. Let's do it first in the Gemara, and then you'll see it. Let's go through that Gemara and Davov and Madalef again, because that's where we notice the stira, which the Rashbo has now hopefully interpreted. So, Omar Abaye Lituya, my Omar Abaye Lituya Avne Sakinu Maso Sheinichon Barosh Gagoy Venoflu Beruach Metsuyo Vehezi. That's what the Atzad HaShove comes to include. Heichidam. If this package damages while it's falling from the roof, that is Esh. Maishno, Eish, I, you might claim that Eish is different because Kach Achem Uruboy, and that's why it's Chayiv. U'mamayin chushminosun olecho. And that's why it's Chayiv. So what are we saying here? Why is that a Chaymer? So Eish, I might have thought, I think the way we've got to learn this now is as follows. Maishno Eish, that even though Koach Achem Uruv Boy, it's Chayiv, so Haninami Koach Achem Uruv Boy, even though the fact that there's a Koach Achem, that's no heter. We see from Eish that that's no heter. So I don't need the Tzadashuvah. The only reason I might have excluded Avnei Sakinu Masoi Shenichem Barosh Hagag Baruach Mitzuyo is because there's Koach Achem Uruv Boy. That I might have used as an exclusion, but we see from Eish that that's no exclusion, that even though there's Koach Achem Uruv Boy, it's still Chayiv. Then the Gemara goes on. Ve'elo basa denaychi defkinu beinu rav beinu shmul haneboi. Maish da boi shukin tchilas esu lenezek, momin chushmul esu lecho, ane nami tchilas esu lenezek, momin chushmul esu lecho, ela de loy afkirinu, lishmul, doma kulu mi boi lemadnu haneboi. Lo'oi elom, says the Gemara, da afkirinu, ve'loi dami leboi. Ma leboi shukin ein Koach Achem Uruv Boy. A boi is... I can't learn it from Boer. Why? It's not a tool to the Boer, because Boer ain't Koach Achem Uruv Boy. That's why it's Chayiv. But there's a Koach Achem Uruv Boy, and I might have thought that that's a Ptur, because Eish compared to Boer, Koach Achem Uruv Boy is a Kula, not a Chumra. Tell him about Anish, Koach Achem Uruv Boy. I might have thought, yeah, there's Koach Achem Uruv Boy, and therefore it should be Potur. Eish Techiach, Eish proves that even though there's a Koach Achem Uruv Boy, you still Chayiv. So this Gemara reads okay now, that Koach Achem Uruv Boy is a Kula Lagabi Boy. And that's this whole sugya deals with that. Let's run through it again in the Rashbo, and then I'll summarize it first, and then let's run through it in the Rashbo again. The Rashbo says that Regel could be learned as a Kalvachimir from Esh. Why? Because Eish is Darko Leilech Ulahazik is Ein Darko Leilech Ulahazik Beloi Koach Acher. You can't be Mazik without a Koach Acher, whereas Regel can. The Regel is Darko Leilech Ulahazik, and Eish has got a Koach Acher. That's what the Rashbo answers. Rashbo is clearly learning that Koach Acher is a Kula. That if with Koach Acher he's Chayev, Kol Shechein without Koach Acher, that Uruv Boy you Chayev. That's how the Rashbo is clearly learning, which is the way the Tosfos learned. Asks the Rashbo, but maybe Koach Acher is a Chumra. Sorry? That Koach Acher is a Kula, as Tosfos learned. Asks the Rashbo, but maybe Fakert. Maybe the fact that Eish is Koach Achem Uruv Boy is its Chumrah, and I cannot learn a Kol Shechein from that onto Regel. The Horaya, further on in our Gemara, when we do this Avnei Sakinu Maso, the Gemara says, Maishno Eish de Koach Achem Uruv Boy, Mamoin Chushminos Alecho. In what way is Avnei Sakinu Maso different from Eish? I might have thought it's because Eish is Koach Achem Uruv Boy, but this is also Koach Achem Uruv Boy. So what do we see from that Gemara that Koach Achem Uruv Boy is a Chumrah, not a Kula? And if Koach Achem Uruv Boy is a Chumro, then my Kal Vachomer won't work. Then my Eish, she Koach Achem Uruv Boy is Chayev. Who says Regel will be Chayev without Koach Achem Uruv Boy? Says the Rashbo, it depends what you're comparing it to. If you're comparing Eish to Regel, then Koach Achem Uruv Boy is a Kula. Because Regel is even better. There isn't even Koach Achem Uruv Boy, it's all its own Koach. Whereas in the case of, if you're comparing it to Boer, Koach Achem Uruv Boy is a Chumre. In the case of Boer, Koach Achem Uruv Boy is a Kule. Boer, even without Koach Achem Uruv Boy, is Chayev. I wouldn't be able to learn from there that Eish is Chayev. Yeah, Eish has got Koach Achem Uruv Boy. Maybe Eish will be Potter. But if you're going from Eish to Regel, Then I would say, Eish has got koach achem meruv boy, regel doesn't even have koach achem meruv boy, so if Eish is chayev, kol shchein regel is chayev. So this koach achem meruv boy sits in the middle and can be used as a kula or a chumra depending to what it's being compared. Because of the Rashbol's yesoid that koach achem meruv boy is a qualification of darko leilech lahazik. That's where it all really starts from. Boir is en darko leilech lahazik. That's the most chumer of all. En darko leilech lahazik. How did we start? We started with Boir's most chumer of all was the Tchilas HaSyusol Nezik. Boir is Ein Darko Lelech Lahazik, which is the most cool of all. Ein Darko Lelech Lahazik, the Kach Achem Uruv Boir doesn't come into it. So you've got on the one extreme Ein Darko Lelech Lahazik. On the other extreme you've got Darko Lelech Lahazik without a Kach Achem. And in the middle you've got Darko Lelech Lahazik with a Kach Achem. So if you're comparing it to Boir, then the Koach Acher is irrelevant. The Darko Lelech Lahazik is what's important. That's really what you're comparing. You say Boir is Ein Darko Lelech Lahazik, Eish is Darko Lelech Lahazik. So what you're comparing is the Darko Lelech Lahazik one with the other. Whereas when you're comparing two Darko Lelech Lahaziks, Eish and Regel, you're subcategorizing them further. This is Darko Lelech Lahazik with Koach Acher, and this is Darko Lelech Lahazik without a Koach Acher. That's the way it has to be viewed. Is it clear? Does anybody have I don't think that's what the Rashbo is saying. We'll get through the Rashbo again in a moment. I don't think that's what the Rashbo is saying. That's how we learned up till now that that's the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. That Rashi says that you can look at Koach Achem Uruv Boy either way. But one has to come lower down. Otherwise, Koach Achem Uruv Boy becomes irrelevant as a factor if you can learn it either way. That's the beauty of what the Rashbo has done. He said you can learn it either way depending on what you're comparing. But in the two things that you're comparing, you can only learn it one way. If you're comparing Boir and Eish, then you're really comparing. One is Darko Lelech Lahazik, one is Ein Darko Lelech Lahazik. The Koach Achem Uruv Boy is irrelevant. Whereas when you're comparing two Darko Lelech Lahaziks, Boir and Eish and Regel, for example, there it becomes relevant to compare about Koach Achem Uruv Boy, which is a Kula. Because Regel, Klape, that is much more Chomer. How would you learn it the other way? And how would you say that Regel is more Chomer than Eish, as far as Darko Lelech Lahazik is concerned?
No, Eish is more chomer than Regel.
That yeah, how would you say that Eish is more chomer than Regel?
Because you should have looked after it.
Why? Show all the more.
You had a fire that you could have spread.
But an ox, even without a wind, can spread. That's what Ashbor said. But whatever your tiny, you should have looked after the Eish, you should look after the show better. So let's run through the Rashbo once again. The Iker Nami Da'asir Chado Michado, and some of these Limudim can be learned one from the other. Keregel Da'asir Me'ish Me'Kalvachoyme. For example, Regel, which can be learned from Eish with a Kalvachoyme. What is the Kalvachoyme? The Ma'ishin is Ekemotzi Ve'im Beruach Chayim Ve'im Da'ak Lelech Ulahazik. Ela Be'Koach Acher Chayiv. Eish, which can only go lahazik with a koach acher, but without a koach acher, it wouldn't be able to move. Kavachum el regel, sharei a regel, as they can also be yishberu ha chayim v'dar kolelu chalazik beloi koach acher. Kol shchein regel will be chayiv. Ask the Rashbo v'im toimer ad rabbi kilo mifrech. Ma'aleishikin koach acher muruv boi. I can ask fakeh koach acher muruv boi as a chumre. And I might say, that's why Eish is Chayev, but Regel, which doesn't have a Koach Achem Uruv Boy, surely that should be, there maybe he will be Potur. Shemidazun Nochot Lalechumra Besomuch, as the Gemara learns further on, Gabi Avne Besakinu Ma'asoy Shalichem Barosh Gagav V'Nofle Buruach Mutsuyu. Damir and Hechidami, the Gemara analyzes, how is that? Ibadi the Kazli Maski Ainu Eish. If it damages while it falls, that is Eish. The Maishno Eish Chloima. That means Eizeh Chloima Yesh BeEish Kin Koach Achem Uruv Boy. What is the unique Chumra of Eish which makes it Chayev Koach Achem Uruv Boy? Avne V'Sakinu Nami Koach Achem Uruv Boy, and therefore it should be Chayev because of that, not Potter because of that. Chayev because of that. That makes it like Eish. So you see clearly from that piece of the Gemara, says the Rashbo, that Koach Achim Uruv Boy is a reason to be Mechayev, not a reason to be to Pater. Alma Koach Achim Uruv Boy Chumru Ulegabi Yishlis Chayev Olov. Bechein Nami Shaninu, and also now Mishnah. Lo Yizev Ezeh Shadakun Leile Chol HaHazik Mashiyin Kein Bevoir. The Gemara, the Mishnah is happy to classify Eish with Shoyer and Maveh, and regarded as Dalkun Leile Chol HaHazik, although you could ask, what's Eish doing there? Eish can't move without Koach Achim Uruv Boy. The Gemara is prepared to regard Koach Achim Uruv Boy the same as Dalkun Leile Chol HaHazik. So you see it's a Chumra. Answers the Rashbo HaLesa. The Koach Achim Uruv Boy Eina Chumra Legabi Bali Chayim. When you're comparing Koach Acher with Balei Chayim, that's not a Chumra. The Kol Shechen Shadakun Leile Chol HaHazik Me'atzmo B'Loi Koach Acher. As the Rabbi, they who can go and do their damage without the help of a Koach Acher, all the more so they should be Chayim. V'Loi Yomru Koach Acher L'Gabi Avnei V'Sakinoi. This concept of Koach Acher was introduced first. Where was it first introduced? Where did we first have the concept of Koach Acher? And what Omud? What Daf? That Gimel on the base. In what case? Avnu Sakinu Masor. That's not for a regular. Regular case of Eish is not what we're worried about. We're only worried about this aspect of Eish in order to project it onto Avnu Sakinu Masor. Shenichem Berosh Gagav Veloimad Afa Pisha Eish Einam Azekis B'Mokum Sheenichu Bal Atakolo Mikol Mokum Shmiros Olo. To say that Eish, even though it doesn't damage in the place where it is originally, but it moves to its place of damage. Nevertheless, it's chayev lefishe b'shor. Why? So why is it chayev if the Eish is moved lefishe b'shor shu madliku miyad osu ikuach acher lisariv boy? He put it in a position which made it subject to the influences of the kuach acher. By lighting a fire or by placing a package on a roof, you are putting it in a position which lays it open to the effects of the elements. V'chein avnei v'sakinu nami afa pishenichem b'rishus. So he creates the circumstances that make it likely that this is going to become a mazik. So that's the concept of Koach Achim Uruv Boy. Koach Achim Uruv Boy is the chidush of Esh, that even though it's not in its place of damage, the concept of Eish is Koach Achim Uruv Boy, that if he does it in a way which makes it liable to be affected by the elements and to become a mazik thereby, that's called a maisa nezek as well. That's also called an act of nezek. Oh, so that's the chiddush of Eish, that this is not groma. That this is direct damage. It's so clear. Once there's a ruach mutsuya, once in a ruach mutsuya it can be affected, you're considered totally responsible. That's not, it's not 2 degrees away. It's a Maisa Nezik. Oh, we're going to see that there's no Machlokas Rashi in Tosfos. V'chinakid b'mishnah seinu choymeh b'eish mebaboyer. And when the Mishnah learns in what way is eish more choymeh than boyer, lo yinakid mishum choymeh koach acher amisarev. But it doesn't talk about koach acher as being the chumrah. The important thing there is that it's darke leilich ulahazik, not that it's koach achem uruv boy. That's irrelevant when you're comparing it to boy. It's only relevant when you're comparing it to the avnus akidu masor which fell down. But to a stationary boy, koach achem uruv boy doesn't come into the picture. The important thing is that it damages other than in its place where it's been put. That's what's important. And that's darke leilich ulahazik. That damages the place where it has been put. That's a chumrah. If you're going to look at the koach achem uruv boy, that's a kulo in esh, not a chumrah. She'enu mazik ela b'koach achem, ve'ilu abor hezeke b'loi koach achem. ולפיכך, אבנוי וסכינו שניחם בראש גגו ונופלו ברוח מצויה, כשבונו לודון ולעשו את אויסון לבוסו דנייכי והפקירם כבוי. When the Gemara wants to say that this in fact is a boy, היקשו דלוי דמו לבוי. What the Gemara is asking is, this cannot be compared to a boy, דמי לבוי שכן אין כוח אחר מעורב בוי, because a boy has no כוח אחר, כלומר ונעשה בוי רוי בלוי כוח אחר. In the case of boy, there is no כוח אחר. So, What is the Rashbo saying here? When the Gemara asks, let us learn that Avnei Sakino and Masor is talking where it fell down and it damages after having fallen down and it's been Hefker and therefore it's Bor. Ask the Gemara, it can't be Bor. What does the Gemara ask? Because Kach Hachem Uruv Bor. Is that right? Is that what the Gemara says? Why does he say why doesn't he say Darkin Leila Chula Hazik? Why doesn't Gemara ask? Because that's a chomer, isn't it? That's a chomer. Because if a boy is ein darko leil chol hazik, kol shchendus, so he picks on the aspect of kula. Boy doesn't need koach achem uruv boy at all. Whatever it is, it was there through the actions, through the exclusive actions of the bala boy. Mashen ken these, what the bala avnus akino masor did was not that which made them a mazik. There's a koach achem uruv boy. So for that, I need the Yesod of Eish to teach me that that's not called second degree. That's called the Maise Nezek. That's what I need Eish for, and without Eish, I wouldn't know that. Then what does the Gemara ask? Ask the Gemara, Ma'ala Eisha Ken Darko Leile Chula Hazik. Eish is different. Now explains the Rashbo again. Ma'ala Eisha in Chayv Machmas Midazu. The Chiyuv of Eish is not because of Dark of Kach Achem Uruv Boy. Adarabu. Kalhuze. That's a Kulo in Eish. Now the Gemara is doing a very tricky thing. We asked from Boer that Boer is Chayv because Ein Kach Achem Uruv Boy. But by Avnus Akinu Masoy, Kach Achem Uruv Boy. So what did we answer? Eish Yochiach. Says the Rashbo, but by Eish, that's a Kula, that's not a Chumra, that's not why you Chayev, that's why I might have thought you should be Potu. So how can Eish be Mochiach? Elo Shani Eish, Yimoyso Kach Achem, Darka Leile Chul Hazik. The difference, the uniqueness of Eish is that with that Kach, it moves away. And even though it isn't all the activity of the balat hakolo, hayoli li zoyer, he should have been nizar. Why? I might have thought he should be potter. So now we're going a step back and we're saying, Eish, koach acher is a kula. Says the Rashbo, yes, but why is it a kula? What are you saying? Really, the kula is that it's dakalele chula hazik, that it's not damaging in the place where it was. And it should be potter because of Koach Achem Uruv Boy. Comes the Torah to teach me, no, even though Koach Achem Uruv Boy, we're going to treat it as if the owner himself put the Eish where it is. So the Torah is mechadish to me that Koach Achem Uruv Boy is not a distancing of the damage from the Baili. Once I know that, then Ba'av Nuv Sakin of Masor, the same applies. If you Koach Achem Motsu Lesarev Boy Manachosum Yad, Ad Kainirali. Very interesting Rashbo. So what is the Yesod of Eish? Eish is a Chiyuv in the Torah. What is the Chiddush of Eish? I might have thought since it's Darko Leilech Ulahazik, it doesn't damage in the place where it was put. Ah, you'll say, but Kerin also, and Regel and Shein also doesn't damage in the place where it's put. But since there's no Koach Acher, so there, it's clear. You know that your ox is going to walk around, so you've got to watch it. But the Eish, I light in my own fire, and at the time I light it, there's no Ruach, maybe I'll be Potu. And then it goes, if it would damage where I lit it, good, okay, that is certainly a Chiyu, but we're not talking about that, we're talking about where I light it in my own property, and the wind carries it. Why shouldn't I be Potu? Because after all, Koach Achem Uruv Boy, so the Chiddush of Eish is, that even where Koach Achem Uruv Boy, to move it from place A to place B, you are still Chayav. So there it's a kula which the Torah teaches me isn't a kula at all. I might have thought it's a kula, but it isn't a kula. So now when we start with Bor.
It is a kula, otherwise the Torah wouldn't
have to. It's a kula, but the Torah tells me I'm chayav. So now let's start with the Bor process again. So I come along to Bor, and I want to learn from Bor on Avnei Sakino Masoy Shenoflu Mirosh Hagag, Beruach Mutsuyu. So there we've got, in the street, there's a package lying, Somebody walks past, trips over it and hurts himself, or damages the kelim, tears his clothes. Says the Gemara, I should be able to learn from Bo, that's Bo. So we say no. Bo is different. Bo is Ein Kach Achem Uruv Bo. Bo, maybe the reason it's Chayev is, it's true that this is, that Bo is Ein Darko Lelechu Lahazik. Whereas this is. Yeah, so now it becomes, now it can become a, now it can become a Chumra, isn't it? The way that Ashbo is learning. The way that Ashbo wants to learn it is Bor is Tchilas is Darka Leile Chula Hazik. Maybe that's why it's Chayv. Is that what the Ashbo says, Taka? At the bottom of the second column, Kshibonu Lodum Velasus is the bottom of the Kim Kabor Hikshu the Loidabu Lebor the Lamar Lebor Shekain in Koach Achemur but Kloimar the Nase Boiroi Beloi Koach Acher. Bor is a chumra because it became a bor without anybody else's intervention. It was only the actions of the bayalim. Nobody else was involved. So here I will say that koach acher muruv behem is the chumra of bor. Why is it a chumra of bor? Because by bor there is no koach acher. There is no koach acher. So it's true that ein darko leilechu lahazik, which would be a kula lichoiro. It's true that ein darko leilechu lahazik, but on the other hand, there's no koach acher muruv bo. Whereas by esh, it's darko leilechu lahazik, but only with a koach acher. On its own, it's not. Remember the Rashbo always qualifies darko leilechu lahazik. There are two kinds of darko leilechu lahazik. So how can you learn from bo? Ask the Gemara. How do you normally learn from bo? The long Rashi. Everything starts from Bo. How does it start from Bo? My Bo should chilas as Yisrael Nezik. So my Bahani asks, then we ask, but Bo is Ein Darko Leilechu Lahazik. So how can you learn Eish, how can you learn Avnei Sakinu and Masor from Bo? Let's say also Ein Darko Leilech. So let's start again. If we learn from Bo, Ein Chilas as Yisrael Bo is Ein Darko Leilechu Lahazik. And it's chayiv. Avnu sakinu masur lo kol shchem. Ask the Gemara, no, but bo is kach is en kach achem uruv bo. That's the kasha that the Gemara in Davova with Aleph is asking on bo. We can't ask the normal kasha on bo. What would the normal kasha on bo have been? Tchilas asuyos ulenezek. That was tchilas asuyos ulenezek. To put a package on the roof in a ruach mitzuyah is also tchilas asuyos ulenezek. So that's not the kasha that the Gemara can ask. What does the Gemara ask? Ma lebur shekein ein koach achem uruv boi toyma bahani. Although it's darko lelechu lahazik, but it's with a koach achem uruv boi, and that should be a kulo. Answer the Gemara eish tuchia. From eish, what do we learn? That koach achem uruv boi is not a factor to worry about. Even though it's ein darko lelechu lahazik without a koach achem uruv bo, we disregard the koach achem uruv bo and we regard it as if darko lelechu lahazik in the simple way. That's how we've got to learn it. It's regarded the same as darko lelechu lahazik. And the koach achem uruv bo is not a factor. Right. In the same limud. In the same limud, yeah. Right. Once the Torah has told us the chiddush of Eish, we see that.
There's a chumra in Eish. Because in Eish, there's Darko Leilechul Ahazik. Through Koach Achem.
Right.
Where is Bor
Then it says, let's just look at the limud in the Gemara very clearly. In the Andaf Bova Medalef. Le'olam da'afkirinu. About 12 lines on the top of it. Le'olam da'afkirinu. Ve'loy damu le'boy. This can't be learned. This is not a told of the boy. Why not? Because ma le'boy shekein ein kach achem uruv boy. Boyer is chayiv because ein koach achemur of boyer. The unique thing about boyer is that everything is done by the bailin. There's nobody else. There's nothing else there. These is koach achemur of boyer. He didn't do it all. Where he left it wasn't anything wrong. He left it birushuso. He left it on his own roof. That's what we want. That's why it is not the same as boyer. So the Gemara, by concentrating on Koach Acha Me'uruv Boy, has turned the Darko Lelech Lahazik into a... Yeah, but it's been a Kula all the time. Why doesn't he just ask Stam? Boy is Ein Darko Lelech Lahazik, whereas this is Darko Lelech Lahazik. Well, on the second part, but then it turns it against us. Why doesn't the Gemara ask simply like Rashi did in the long Rashi? Ma lebo shekein ein darko leilechu lahazik? Boy is ein darko leilechu lahazik. That's why you chayev. This is darko leilechu lahazik. You should be potu. This maybe you should be potu. No, but Rashi used that all the time as the kula of Babo, didn't he? Okay. So the way we would use it, that we would have to use as a kalvachomer. We would have to use that as a kalvachomer. We would have to say, if boir is chayev with ein darko leilechu lahazik, kol shchein these. But since there's the extra factor of koach achem uruv boir, we're turning that into a chumra. And we're saying, adarabba, that's why boir is chayev, because ein koach achem uruv boir. But these, there's a koach achem uruv boir. So here we say Eish tochiach. So Eish proves that even though there's a koach achem uruv boy, you're chayev nevertheless. We disregard the koach achem. We regard it all as your own action, which makes it a plain darko leilechu lahazik, which is a chumra. But in that case, ma leish shekein darko leilechu lahazik, bo tochiach. So even though bo is not darko leilechu lahazik, it's still chayev. That's Boer Tachiyah. That's how we did it. Right. That we treat it as a Darko Leilechu Lahazik with the Koach Acha. Right. So let's go back to the Rashbo's Kasha right at the beginning. So we're leaving that that's a good kalvachomer, because in that sense it's a good kalvachomer. That in fact is the chiddush of esh, that we disregard the koach acher, but in regel you don't even have to come onto that. There isn't even a koach acher. That's how the Rashbo learns. Let's just begin the rest of the Tosfos, and you'll have now enough to be able to make a lot of sense of the Tosfos as you go through it. Vim Tomar asks Tosfos, the fourth fat line. V'heichi osi eish mi boir v'chad mi inach. How can eish be learned from boir and one other? Which according to the Shitas Toisvis is a kula. So how can you learn Eish from Boir and one other? The only one with Koach Acha Me'uruv Boy is Eish, and therefore Eish cannot be learned from anything. And how do I know that it's a kula? Midaporich besamuch gabi avne sakiru masoy ma lebo shikene in koach achem uruv boy. So he Tosfos brings his raya from the second piece of Gemara. The Rashbo brought the raya from the first piece of Gemara that koach achem uruv boy is a chumra. Tosfos is bringing a raya from the second piece of Gemara that koach achem uruv boy is a kula. V'yesh loyma. The boy. Let's now examine whether Tosfos is saying the same as the Rashbo or not. So what should Tosfos answer? What would the Rashbo answer? You can learn Eish from Boir and one other. Why? because legabi bor, what is koach achamuruv bor chumra legabi bor or kula legabi bor according to Rashbo? It's a kula, isn't it? Bor is there's no koach achamuruv bor. So we wouldn't. So there would be created difficulty from bor. So we'd have to learn it from bor and regel. Let's say, I will say bor. There's no koach achamuruv bor. How would the Rashbo learn this? How, according to the Rashbo, do you learn Eish from Boir and one other? So let's start. We'll start with Boir and we'll say, Ma Boir Shekein Ein Darko Lele Chulahazik Chayev Eish Darko Lele Chulahazik Lo Kol Shekein. Then we will ask, Ma Eish Shekach Acher Mu'urav Boir, which according to Tosfos is a Kula. What will be Mechiach according to the Rashbo? Regel, no, regel. Then it's a chomer. Straight out of boy. How straight out of boy? Let's get that clear. Is that right? Why out of boy? Boy, which is ein darkul elichul hazik. But we can say the Gemara asks, but boy is ein koach achem uruv boy. And we needed eish to teach us an avnus akino masor. We couldn't learn it straight out of boy. We needed eish. So where are we going to learn eish from? Where did Rashi learn Eish from? How did Rashi say Eish could be learned? From Boir and one other. Where about is that? Bechein Eish Mikerin Uvo, the second fat line. Let's see. Eish Mikerin Uvo. Bekulon Tchilas Hadin Ma Boir Shein Darko Lelech Ulahazik Chayev Eilu Kulon Shein Darko Lelech Ulahazik Lo Kol Shechem Ma Le Boir Shein Tchilas Asur Yosul Nezek Kerin Yochiach. And he totally ignores he totally ignores Koach Achamuruv Boy. Which is okay according to the way we've understood Rashi up till now, where Koach Achamuruv Boy is a Chumra. So then, of course, there's no problem with Eish. If Boy is Chayav without Koach Achamuruv Boy, Eish Kol Shechem. Our problem with Rashi was lower down, where we were learning from Eish, and Rashi didn't bother about Koach Achem Uruv Boy. But according to Tosfos, that Koach Achem Uruv Boy is a Kula, asks Tosfos, how can Eish be learned from anything? But what I want to work out is, has the Rashbo given us a way to learn Eish from anything? Or is this Kasha on the Rashbo as well?
The Rashbo, if you compare Eish, according to what the Rashi learns from Palpadina earlier, you can learn out from that. You can't answer back on Eish, because, like we said, Eish compared to Balkan, it's an irrelevant thing. So there's no cash on where Rashi learns
that. That's how we answer. We answer the Rashi like the Rashbo.
So how can we get
cash? So now it's the other way around. That, there's no cash on how you can learn something else from Eish. But how can you learn Eish from something else, according to the Rashbo? Let's try and work out. How are you going to work Eish from what else are you going to learn Eish? From Boir and one other. So we start with Boir. So Rashi, you always start with Boir. So we'll say from Boir, Ma Boir Shekein Ein Darko Lele Chulahazik. And yet it's Chayiv. Eish, which is Darko Lele Chulahazik, even though it's Bekoach Acher. Even though it's Bekoach Acher, but it's Darko Lele Chulahazik. That's how I suppose we would have to learn. Which is? The way the Gemara asks them that's very difficult, isn't it? How you see that is a Chumra in Boir. From the Gemara itself, you see that is a Chumra in Boir when you're comparing it to Eish? What? The wind. It depends what you're comparing it to. So according to Boir, he says comparing to Boir, it's a Kula. I might say Boir is Chayav because Ein Koach Achem Uruv Boir. And therefore, in Avnoi v'sakino v'masor, were it not for Eish, I wouldn't know it was Chayev. So if you're trying to learn Eish from Boir, you wouldn't know that Eish was Chayev, because I could answer Boir is Ein Koach Achem Uruv Boir. Okay? So I need something else. Now what else? So what else is now going to teach me that even though Koach Achem Uruv Boir, you're still Chayev?
No,
We don't have anything else. There is nothing else but Ash.
Can't we get to the
it's
other
a very
side.
Strong kasha, isn't it?
Can't we get to some other thing like regal?
How will it help?
We say regal, which doesn't even need korech acher.
Because it's more chomer. We said the korech acher by regal is more chomer than Ash. That's why the Rashbo was able to learn a kal vachomer from Ash onto regal. Not from regal onto Ash, we can't go. But we see that Rashi also learns like the Rashbo. We see that Rashi also learns. The Tosfos says kasha here is on Rashi and on the Rashbo and everybody. This is a difficult kasha.
That is another thing. The Torah doesn't matter because it's a common board anyway. To answer
right. The problem. No, that's not a problem. The problem is what are you going to use to answer that chumra? So let's see what Tosfos does. Let's just read it to the winner. Fall in. That's Darko Lele Chulahazi. That's the meaning of Darko Lele Chulahazi. So that's how we start. Right. No, I don't know. You mean it's more of a chiyuv? Yeah, but a bor in Rishus Harabim, it's not really that the victim falls in. It's as if the victim's there already. Rishus Harabim is a place where he's fully entitled to be walking. That's why it's only in Rishus Harabim. If you did it in Rishus Hayochid, it's not a bor. You mustn't see it as you and the victim. It's you only. It's ein darke lele chulahazik. You put it there, and it's in Rishus Harabim where you've got to assume people are there. The moment it's there, it's called damage. It's a bor already. Yeah, the moment it's built, it's a mazik. Says answers Tosis v'yesh loyma. The bor shenase beloy koach acher, a bor which is created without a koach acher, chomur me avnei v'sakino shelo yeziku b'halichos on ele lebosa denaychi v'loy nasu bor elo al yedei koach acher. Tosis makes an interesting chiluk, whether the bor is created by tchilas by koach acher or not. In other words, within bor itself there are two kinds of boris. A bor with koach acher and a bor without koach acher. So avnei sakinu maso is not esh. Avnei sakinu maso is a bor with koach acher. And when a bor is made with koach acher, it's not as chomer as a bor which is made without koach acher. Aval esh shehilechu mazik b'alichoso al yedei koach acher chomer mibor shein hilechu mazik ela bimkoyme. So Tosfos does something very. It's a further distinction. In boir itself, what the Rashbo did was he said there's boir which is ein lehilei chumazik, and then in lehilei chumazik there's with koach acher and without koach acher. Now the Tosfos is doing exactly the opposite. He's saying in boir itself there's a boir which is created without koach acher and a boir which is created with koach acher. So if you're looking within boir itself, you're looking at a boir which is created without koach acher and one which is created with koach acher. The one which is created without koach acher.